This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Most techies I meet are fans of Tesla, not the car company, the man, the myth, the legendary patent holder. The Serbian-born American inventor has been cast as Thomas Edison's more magical nemesis and contemporary, and he's currently being celebrated at the New York Hall of Science. So I went over there to check out the exhibit. I started in the office of Dan Wempa, who helped bring some of Tesla's stuff to New York from the Nikola Tesla Museum in Belgrade. Wempa said one of Tesla's biggest legacies was just a big pile of big ideas.
He had several hundred patents filed in his lifetime, but there were many other things sort of left on the drawing board that, although Tesla did not directly invent them, there were inspirations for future inventions. You know, there's a model of a sort of helicopter airplane craft that he envisioned. His model was completely unworkable. It would have never flown, but, you know, that vision was there. So that's the invention that never was.
My understanding is that a lot of people feel like he got the short end of the stick, historically speaking.
I think the great Tesla-Edison, you know, battle of the currents is, you know, again, I think more people probably have heard of Tesla in that context, that he was sort of the nemesis of Edison, maybe more so than understanding what his accomplishments were, you know, that he wasn't just a spoiler.
Very interesting. Okay, well, let's go take a look.
We head through a tidal wave of summer campers to the Hall of Science's rotunda and meet Mohsen Raza. He's a college student and volunteer at the exhibit. Raza takes me first to his favorite part, the famous Tesla coil. It's a sort of tower of copper that zaps things around it with high-voltage electricity.
It's one of the best. I love the coil.
Because?
Because just what it's capable of doing, and also what I love showing the kids is I take a light bulb and I hold it by the coil, and it's able to light up that light bulb without even touching it. So I'm going to do that right now. Okay, one, two, three.
That's some pretty nice fireworks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Raza likes to point out that a lot of modern-day tech wouldn't exist without Tesla, something he thinks gets overlooked.
Your normal satellite communication, your cell phone communication. He was the first one to start off with wireless commands.
Right, he was sort of a pioneer of wireless technology.
So when you change your channel from your TV remote, think of Tesla. The reason why you're a couch potato, think of Tesla. a lot of things, yeah, these are some normal things that a lot of people don't know, but it's all because of Tesla.
Tesla's Wonderful World of Electricity exhibit stays in New York into the fall. Earlier this year, a nonprofit bought the property of Tesla's Long Island, New York laboratory and is using crowdfunding to raise $10 million for a science center devoted to him. You can tell us your favorite Tesla fact or fiction. Contact us at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.